Hunter, I've kind of got a more of a negative question than a positive question, so I guess I'll start with the more negative one. How hard is it as a player when you hear, you know, leaked audio of a, you know, kind of a private halftime locker room talk or things like that? Like, what does that impact? How does that impact you guys?
Well, it made me want to run through a wall again at around 11:30 last night when I heard it again on my TikTok. So, no, I mean, I think obviously not super appropriate, I don't think, to have, you know, an employee of the school you're at, you know, take a video of a private team moment like that, you know. So, but at the end of the day, honestly, we don't care that much.
Now, kind of the big picture thing, this is senior week, obviously. What do you feel like has been the biggest benefit to you of being at BYU? It's kind of a chance to reflect.
Oh, gosh, how long do you have?
As long as you want.
I don't think that's true. But, no, I think really everything positive in my life from the last 4 years has had to do with one form or another of my interactions and my attendance at BYU. And, you know, I think I can attribute to a lot of the positive things in my life being because of this university. You know, this is where my parents met. This is where my dad got his law degree to be able to provide for our family. Like, you know, and so the life that I've had and the life that my siblings have had and all of that stuff has stemmed because of BYU and because of what it's given back to my family. And so, you know, obviously it's a lot of emotions, you know, knowing I'm graduating this semester and this will be my last time playing, you know, in Lavelle Edwards. It's, you know, it's an emotional week. You know, it's the end of this era of my life. And, you know, we couldn't be more grateful for, you know, the university, the athletic program, you know, and the Marriott School of Business. This is what I'm graduating in, has been very much life-changing for me. And, you know, I couldn't see myself anywhere else.
Connor, to follow up on that, what is it about, you think this program that, you know, you laid out how your family met here and you got siblings that have been at BYU or going to BYU. What is it about this program that kind of generations want to be part of it if they've experienced it, you think?
I think there's a lot of reasons. You know, obviously our faith is probably number one. I'd have to say I don't think you can have a more faith-filled experience at any other university in the country, regardless of what, you know, religion you follow. If you're a person that has faith in God, that's only going to be strengthened coming to BYU. And, you know, I think Jake has talked a lot about that, even, you know, having a Jewish background and how he's grown stronger in his faith being at BYU. And, you know, I think that was one of the biggest draws for me. You know, you get to interact and rub shoulders with some pretty amazing people. Church leaders, priesthood holders, all those things. And, you know, for me, obviously, faith is the most important thing in my life. And so I think for me and for my family, that's probably the biggest draw, I'd have to say, is, you know, just the fact that it's a faith-filled institution. And, you know, being a private institution, we get to kind of infuse that into every aspect of the university, in the classroom, on the football field, and team and position meetings. You know, we start all those things with a prayer, you know, which really just kind of levels your head and brings you back to what's most important, and so that you can have God with you every step of the way at this university, which is a pretty special thing. And it's not that you can't have that elsewhere, but it's pretty fun to be able to get it from both sides, where it's not only coming from me in my personal life, but also from the university reinforcing that.
Did going through last year's senior day for the Oklahoma game, did it kind of prepare you a little bit for maybe the emotions that will probably be coming ahead
Yes, I'd have to. It's been a lot. I kind of know what to expect now. It's been a lot less of like an emotional week for me, just because I think I really did think that that was my last time walking off the field at Lavelle last year, and so kind of having experienced those emotions already, I think I'm definitely a little more prepared for it this time.
Thanks, guys. We'll take our next questions from Sean Walker and then Jake Couch.
Well, Connor, just to kind of follow up on, like, the general vibe of that, but from the senior class in particular, I think there are about 20 players that are on the list that are going to be honored with you on senior day. There could be a couple more because the COVID year technically still exists. So there may be more. But from the group that we know now, like, what do you hope kind of the legacy of this senior group is? Guys like you and Braden, Sam, I know you've known J-Rob for a while on the defensive side, Blake, John, like, I could name them all, but I'm not going to do. Like, what do you hope kind of your collective legacy is on BYU and this BYU football program?
You know, I think we would just hope that, you know, our legacy is one of – you know, resilience and toughness, and that we represented BYU the right way as we carried BYU into the Big 12. And you know, I think just that we're a group that you know, regardless of how things were going, we always showed up, and we never. We never bagged down even when things were going crappy, you know, and I think, you know, just the resiliency to come back from how tough things were last year and, you know, to try to help lead the team to where we are now. I hope that's the legacy that we can leave. So, you know, just resilience, toughness, and that we represented BYU the right way as we carried them into a Power Four conference.
All right, Connor, on the field looking at Houston this weekend, what are you expecting from the Cougars versus the Cougars?
Well, I think they're really, you know, they're solid on defense, you know, especially up front. Their strength kind of shows up and sticks out on film. You know, there's not very many people moving them off the line of scrimmage. You know, they're really big and they're really strong. You know, and then they mix up the fronts on you a little bit, and you know, they try to keep you thinking and keep you guessing. And no, I think they're a quality defense, and they play well as a unit. They complement each other, I think, from first, second to third level.
Also, I wanted to ask you, in terms of the game this week, when it's a home game late at night in late November, you're a fan of that?
Yeah, who can't be a fan of Lavelle under the lights? You know, I mean, wear a coat. It's not going to be that bad. You can literally buy coats with batteries in them now. Like, it's not that big of a deal.